local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:05, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. Glad you're here. Lots to do this morning. Captain Bobby joins us shortly. Plus, we'll check in with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams to talk about our weather right now. This dry air moved into the area. He'll give us a rundown on the weekend as well. Time to check the ride in. Here's Kane.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, had a train over the roadway at 43 near Axis is why we had the big delays. Also had an accident by the truck stop. It's out of the roadway. Coming down from Saraland, Chickasaw, and Pritchard, a smooth ride down through Mobile. No problems from the 65 split out towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore, and we're accident-free. The racing returns this Saturday night, August 25th, in return of the school bus races at Flemington Speedway in Flemington, Alabama, with the late models and street stocks to pure stocks and more. See them at FlemingtonSpeedway.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures near 90 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and pleasant with lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
All right, 7:06, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Coming up, we're going to replay an interview we did last hour with Ricky Rackman, as in Headbangers Ball.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I'm a fan of that dude from way back when. Well, he's in Mobile, and he is, as of right now, out at Caffeine Corps on Old Shell. It used to be Satori, across from the apartments there and the gas. It's right by my house, but generally it would be general location. It's going to be east of University, west of Lavretta Park on Old Shell Road. You can look up their address and go there, but he's going to be out there this hour. He's doing his motorcycle ride and raising money for programs to keep veterans from committing suicide. And those numbers are stunning, what happens every year. And Ricky Rackman giving back. So you can come out, talk Headbangers Ball, talk metal, talk motorcycles, talk NASCAR with him. He's out there signing autographs as well. We'll get to that interview in just a second. Right now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. We begin in Mobile, where the death of an 8-year-old child is now being ruled as a homicide by Mobile police. The death was first investigated back on April the 6th at the Sandpiper Apartments on Government Boulevard. Emergency services were called after the child became unresponsive. The child was pronounced dead at the scene. At this hour, officers are not releasing any more details in terms of the results of the autopsy, nor if they have any suspects in custody. The name of the child has not yet been released. The Medicare cards now have a new look, and residents here in Alabama, as well as four other southern states, will begin receiving them this month and have them by September. The new card no longer shows your Social Security number. That's been replaced with what they're calling a randomly assigned Medicare number in an effort to cut down on fraud and identity theft. Medicare users in Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, and South Carolina are also receiving their new cards as well. The new card will not change any of the program benefits and services that eligible people enrolled into Medicare receive. New cards can be used immediately. Now, as soon as you receive your card, you are advised to safely and securely destroy your old card and keep your new Medicare number confidential. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Your local Ram dealer is committed to giving you a great deal. And right now, during the Ram Labor Day sales event, get 0% financing for 6 years, plus no monthly payments for 90 days on the 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. Go to ramtrucks.com to find your local Ram dealer, shop more great deals on powerful Ram trucks, and check out Ram 1500's tremendous towing and payload capacities. Right now, get 0% financing for 6 years, plus no monthly payments for 90 days on the 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. Your dedication goes beyond what's expected, and when you have the power of Ram trucks, you're pretty much unstoppable. Hurry in to the Ram Labor Day sales event for a great deal and see your local Ram dealer today. 0% APR financing for 6 years equals $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed for well-qualified buyers, regardless of down payment when financed through Chrysler Capital. Deferred monthly payments for well-qualified buyers. Not all buyers will qualify. Residency restrictions apply. Offer ends 9/4/18. Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
709 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. Sean Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. And coming up, Captain Bobby with the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. Plus, a lot to talk about weather-wise with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams in just a couple minutes. It feels fantastic out there now, though. 68 with low humidity. Enjoy it. We got 2 days of this. All right, mentioned Ricky Rackman, like Headbangers Ball et al. He is in town right now, signing autographs, talking rock and roll, and raising money for veterans. Here's the interview from last hour. You know, I know that's not the normal way we seg in from like a news segment to a traffic segment, although we may need to switch out some audio here at FM Talk 106.5. It's special, as I mentioned earlier, and I have to train myself now to address Ricky Rackman properly, as in Reverend Ricky Rackman, joining us now. This is just a little change, but the alliteration, I like it. Ricky, thanks for being on with us.
Just so you know, nobody ever calls me Reverend Ricky Rackman, except on my Twitter.
Okay, so just that's the only so I can address you without Reverend and you're not offended?
No, definitely not. That's okay.
Okay, because, I mean, you know, like if somebody, growing up, like if somebody's dad or mom was a doctor and you just said Mr. or Mrs., you'd be like, doctor? So,
well, I've only officiated 2 weddings, so that's about it.
Okay, so you got that going for you. You also got the fact that you're right here in our home in the Gulf Coast, Northern Gulf Coast in Mobile, and you're on motorcycles, which I know you dig. What are you doing? What is, because we're not your first stop or your last stop. What's the program? What's going on here?
I started a couple years ago. I've always ridden motorcycles, and I found that I just liked riding motorcycles further and further. And then I decided that I was going to just start doing longer and longer rides and try to raise money. And this year I decided to raise money for Stop Soldier Suicide, which is 22 veterans commit suicide every single day, which is just like, when I found that out, I'm like, well, what can I do? And I found out an organization, and every single penny I raise goes right to the organization, and I just ride really far, and people tell me where to go. And so far, I've done 9,000 miles. Since I left home, I've done 5,000. I took a little break this time. And starting today, I'm doing like a little Death Wish Coffee Alabama tour, starting today, a caffeine course, which is like, so this is like, today's going to be a fun day, because I started a really cool coffee shop, and people have been donating money. People tell me place to go. Sometimes I'm like backstage at the Foo Fighters at Wrigley Field, or riding next to Buffalo in South Dakota. I mean, it's been different every single day.
It's a nice way to see the U.S. from no windshield required. Just look over and see it.
It's been the best. And I'm bringing Leah Vendetta with me, and she was on the TV show Ink Masters on season 1. And she's French, so she hasn't really had the chance to see America this way. And this is the best way to see America, on a motorcycle, and just go, I mean, you know, just we're constantly riding hundreds and hundreds of miles every single day. It's just been absolutely amazing. And see the differences in states and the people and just everything. It's been incredible.
Yeah, somebody coming
and
from
you. And already we've raised over $11,000. So that's pretty cool as well.
Yeah, it's great. It's a subject, a very sad subject we talked about on the show over the years here, and you're in the belly of a lot of veterans. Actually, between Southeast Mississippi, here in Alabama, where you are, in Mobile and Baldwin counties, and Northwest Florida, there are over 100,000 veterans here.
Wow.
In our area. It's a huge population, and there's veterans, of course, that we're celebrating from the Greatest Generation to those men and women coming home now that have been fighting in the war against terror, and those suicide numbers, they strike home right here in our area.
Well, the thing that's really hit home is me not having ever served, is people come up to me and they're saying, you know, thanks for what you're doing, because, and they share stories. And it just, I mean, this is something that people really aren't talking about. And I mean, I hate to say it, but I just don't think enough is being done. So, you know, raising awareness is all fine and great, but the fact that we've been able to so far give Stop Soldier Suicide over $11,000, and we're not even close to being done, is great. And to meet veterans, and you know, a lot of people say support our troops, but a lot of stuff isn't being done. And I it's such an honor to be able to serve, to do something to help these heroes, because sometimes it's hard for them to ask for help. And now this is an organization that's there for them, and to think that, you know, this organization is actually helping save lives, you know, of people that of our veterans, you know, it's incredible.
Well, this is a chance for people to, you know, put themselves out and give back, but also get to meet you this morning. So next hour, right, 7 o'clock hour, you're going to do this at Caffeine Corps.
Today is my Alabama tour. And just so you know, as far as the Death Wish Coffee Tour, Alabama is the only state I'm doing it, and I've been in 26 states so far. We're doing in Mobile today, we're doing at Caffeine Corp, which is 5552 Old Shell Road. And people can show up at 7 a.m., talk to me about Headbangers Ball or NASCAR or whatever they want to talk about, and just have some good coffee with us and meet some cool people. And then we're off to Wetumpka. And then ending the day at Fort Mitchell, we're going to do like a little ride with a bunch of veterans and stuff like that. And, you know, this just to me, it's like, I mean, I ain't going to lie, I get teary like a lot, you know? Yeah. Like, it's a pretty emotional thing to meet these people. And also it's fun just to sing and hang and talk rock and roll with people as well, you know? I mean, the whole thing is just awesome.
It really is cool when, a Twitter follower in common for you and I put us together last night. I was like, this is really cool having you here. I am jealous that I'm going to be on the stinking air till 9 o'clock and can't come hang out with you. But I would love to meet you sometime. I got a gazillion questions for you. But, you know, you mentioned this. You mentioned Headbangers Ball. You mentioned rock and roll. And the fact is, I've been, you know, contemporaries, were separated by about 7 years in age, but following your career, you have transformed in a way that I don't think many people that came from, you know, a kid out of Van Nuys, California, to be sitting here in Mobile riding his motorcycle, then with the interest in racing that you have and getting involved, whether it be NASCAR or motorcycles and that world. I mean, you really are like the Renaissance man of our time, man. Ricky, you've done good.
You know
good.
What it is? I mean, thank you, and I'm very blessed. I'm very lucky, and I've always decided to try my best to make a living doing things that I love. And, you know, when I got into NASCAR, which was in the mid-90s in Hollywood, California, everybody's like, this is a Southern sport. What are you doing? Right. I'm like, no, this is what I love. I'm going to do a radio show where I play rock and roll and talk about NASCAR, or I'm going to work for Speed Channel or do stuff for NASCAR. And I just work my butt off, because it was something that I had a passion for. And, you know, the motorcycle riding across America ends up costing me a fortune. It sure isn't a job. But I am very lucky to be able to take the time off of work. Even though I still record my radio show, but I still am able to go and ride all over America. And I'm still the same heavy metal guy that I always was. I'm just a little bit older. And I just have found ways to work in different fields. I'm real lucky. And I feel like, you know, everybody says, oh, it's so great what you're doing, giving back. Look, I'm selfish. The reason I raise money for doing things like this is it makes me feel good. Mm-hmm. It really makes me feel good to be able to feel like that I'm contributing, and that so many people have been helping us. I mean, people really work hard. Like, you being cool enough to put us on the radio, you know, we don't have a publicist. We don't have a manager. It's just me pointing forward and going, and people just help us along the way.
Hey, when you're doing the right thing, I mean, you don't have to have a manager or a publicist. People will find you. When you're doing the right thing, I think people will rally around what you're doing and support you. And I tell you what, it's great that you're doing this. I want to support you going forward. I want our listeners to support you going forward. So where do they go? I mean, I've, of course, come out to Caffeine Corps this morning, meet you, do all that, but ongoing with your projects. Social media, what's the best way to find you, follow what you're doing?
Well, either on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook, which is Ricky Rackman, probably Twitter, Ricky Rackman, RikiRachtman. But if you want to see our live tracking, and most importantly, if you want to make a donation, the money goes straight to Stop Soldier Suicide. It's Ricky's Ride, which is RikisRide.com. That's RikisRide.com. And that just has a little bit about the ride, but it's a great way you can make a donation. We even have T-shirts, and the company Hot Leathers is donating every penny from the T-shirts, and we've raised a couple grand from doing that as well. So it's just a real fun thing. And on the rides, people tell us places to eat, places to go, and I mean, I'm getting fat. Nobody's telling me where to go for the best salad. You know, it's like...
Yeah, welcome to the South. You know, we do this food.
Yeah.
We do the food thing.
Southern cooking. Yeah, love food from the South.
Yeah, we're good at the food for sure. Ricky, man, thank you for what you're doing. 7 o'clock hour this morning at a Caffeine Corps. Come out, see Ricky Rackman, talk some rock and roll, which I'm so jealous of. I could sit down with you for a day and
we'll
ask you questions.
We'll do it another time.
And okay, let's do this too. And then I'm going to put you on the spot. We do some events for veterans and veterans charities in our area. I'm going to put the screws to you, man, and get some autograph stuff sent here for any kind of auctions
we
do.
Not a problem. That's
all right.
Easy.
There
that's
he is.
Easy.
See, that's how you just, I mean, I knew it would be easy, but I'd still put the screws to him. Ricky, man, thanks for your time. Best of luck and safe rides.
Thanks, buddy. Take care.
All right, you too. Ricky Rackman, check it in. They're doing their event.
All right, so that's the interview from last hour, talking to Ricky Rackman. They are out there now at Caffeine Core, so make sure you go out and take part of that. I mean, if you're a child of the 1980s like me, you remember Headbangers Ball. That's that guy. He's now in the world of NASCAR motorcycles and helping out veterans. Man, good stuff. Good for you, Ricky. Good for you.
All right, now 7:20, time for sports. And oh, by the way, you can get caffeine to get your Thursday started.
Well, there's
too,
that too, yeah.
While you help a great charity.
Juiced up.
Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, and we start with the biggest story in sports. Yesterday, Ohio State University suspended head football coach Urban Meyer for 3 games after placing him on administrative leave. The university's ruling came after a 2-week investigation found that Meyer mishandled domestic assault allegations made against former Buckeyes assistant coach Zach Smith, and that Meyer misrepresented what he knew about the situation in a public statement back in July.
I want to apologize to Buckeye Nation. I followed my heart, not my head. I fell short in pursuing full information because at each juncture, I gave Zach Smith the benefit of the doubt.
Meyer was suspended without pay and cannot interact with the football team through September the 2nd. He can rejoin the team at practice at that point, but he will not be able to coach in games against Oregon State, Rutgers, and number 16-ranked TCU.
Not the Rutgers game.
Yeah, they're going to lose him for the first Big East game of the year, but it is against Rutgers, so they have that going for them. Ohio State also suspended athletic director Gene Smith without pay for more than 2 weeks. His suspension will take effect August 31st and will end on September the 16th. In baseball, the Mobile Bay Bears split a home doubleheader against the Mississippi Braves on Wednesday. Mobile won the first game 6-4, but dropped the second game of the day 7-2. In that second game, the Braves scored 5 runs in the first inning, and the Bay Bears only managed 6 hits and 2 runs for the rest of the night. Today, the Bay Bears wrap up the home stand against Mississippi with another doubleheader. First game begins at 5:05 p.m., and game 2 will start 30 minutes following game 1. In the majors, the Atlanta Braves finished a 3-game sweep over the Pittsburgh Pirates with a 2-1 win on Wednesday night. Ronald Acuna Jr. hit another leadoff homer for Atlanta.
1-2. Swing and a drive. Deep left field at the track, at the wall. Another leadoff homer for Acuna.
That was the rookie's 20th home run of the year. The Braves only allowed 2 runs from the Pirates over the 3-game series in Pittsburgh. The Washington Nationals beat the Philadelphia Phillies 8-7. The Nationals' second win in a row over the Phillies. Ryan Zimmerman hit a 2-run homer in the bottom of the 9th inning to give Washington the walk-off win.
Ryan Zimmerman, high fly ball, deep right field. Home run!
The Atlanta Braves now lead the NL East by 3 games over the Phillies. Washington remains 7.5 games back. On the PGA Tour, the 2018 PGA playoffs begin today in New Jersey with round 1 of the Northern Trust at Ridgewood Country Club. Field of 120 golfers teed up this week, and following this tournament, the top 100 in the race will advance to play at TPC Boston next week. Tiger Woods began his first FedEx Cup playoff run in 5 years at 6:54 this morning. Shot an even par 4 on that very first hole of the day. World number 1 Dustin Johnson, defending FedEx Cup winner Justin Thomas, and 2018 U.S. Open and PGA Championship winner Brooks Koepka go off this morning about 10 minutes ago. Johnson currently the favorite to win the tournament with 9-1 odds. 7:23 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
When you need home, auto, or business insurance, do it with Truett. Truett Insurance and Bonding is an independent agent representing many different insurance companies. That means more options to best fit your situation. At the intersection of Friendship and County Road 64, or in Daphne, call Truett Insurance and Bonding at 625-2600. That's 625-2600. Or go to truettinsurance.com for more information. So, for all your insurance needs, remember Truett Insurance and Bonding, and do it with Truett today.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, it's been a great ride coming in from Baldwin County, Long I-10, the Bayway, the Causeway, and through the George Wallace and the Bankhead Tunnels. Coming off of Cottage Hill, Airport, Dolphin, and Moffitt in 65, still no delays. And through the school zones, remember to back it down to 15 miles an hour. As the buses are traveling, we're accident-free. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco, offering you the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value, and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 725 and 68 degrees now at our studios and drier air in the area. Dr. Bill will talk about how long this holiday will last. We'll talk to him in about 10 minutes. Also, big thank you from the phone line there. I was saying I just made an assumption. You know what assuming does? It makes okay. You know what assuming does. So I thought it was the same location as what Satori is, but actually Caffeine Core just down the street, about 100 yards away, 20. Well, you can Google it. That's where Ricky is at Caffeine Core this morning, signing those autographs from Talking Rock and Roll and raising money for veterans.
Now, I think I led you to that assumption, so that was an assist by me there.
Okay, so that's two of us.
Right.
All right, pox on both of our houses. Hey, speaking of your house, it could be your house, could be your office, could be outside your house. You got junk, you need it gone, you need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. That's my buddy Trey Bennett. He and his crew are working in Mobile and Baldwin County, commercial property, residential property, trying to get property ready to sell. Maybe you have a rental property, commercial or residential. You need to get it ready, get junk gone. That's what they do, and they're really, really good at it, and they're very efficient too. Check them out online, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, or pick up the phone and call them at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. You'll get a specific appointment time, not a spectrum of time. They'll tell you a day and a time. Y'all agree to that. They're there. They get the work done, and they get it done very quickly. 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Senator Doug Jones says he wants to hit the pause button on the Brett Kavanaugh Supreme Court nomination due to the guilty plea of President Trump's former personal lawyer Michael Cohen and the 8 guilty verdicts against President Trump's former campaign manager Paul Manafort, as well as all the documents that the Senate Judiciary Committee has yet to obtain from Kavanaugh's tenure as President George W. Bush's staff secretary. Senator Jones says that the Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley was told by the National Archives that the Kavanaugh documents could be delivered by October at the earliest. By waiting until then, Jones says, quote, it'll give some of this other stuff some time to play out. A statement in direct reference to what's playing out on the national stage involving the president and his former lawyer, Cohen, and the Manafort convictions, saying these two bombshells are undermining these presidency, as according to Senator Doug Jones. He said the cases also make Kavanaugh's stance on presidential power even more relevant, saying, quote, you can't ever determine where this will end up, but I think it does raise the stakes a bit on that part of the Kavanaugh record. U.S. Army is mourning the loss of one of their soldiers, and he had Alabama ties. Chief Warrant Officer 3 Taylor Gavin died August the 20th in a helicopter crash in western Iraq. He participated in his aviation training at Alabama's Fort Rucker. 34-year-old from Washington was participating in a nighttime raid against the Islamic State at the time of the incident. According to the Pentagon, there's no indication the helicopter was downed by enemy fire. Gavin was assigned to Delta Company 1st Battalion, 160th Special Operations Aviation Regiment out of Fort Campbell, Kentucky. He received numerous awards and decorations, including the Air Medal, Army Commendation Medal, and Joint Service Air Medal. Chief Warrant Officer Gavin served 9 deployments in Iraq and Afghanistan. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 728 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Thursday, or we like to call it Little Friday, Friday Eve edition of the show. Benjamin Buddy, Captain Bobby Abrascato is going to join us here at around 7:50 with the Fishing Report Plus coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Our buddy Jeff Poore back in studio. He's going to join us. So lots to talk about, of course, for the president. So we'll get into that coming up in just a little bit. Remember, text line open, phone line open at 343-0106, 343-0106. Text us information on traffic or where events are happening, or maybe you're just comments on the stories of the day. And you can also check out the stories of the day, front page of our website, fmtalk1065.com. Three big things this morning. Ivy and Maddox, no debate, but maybe both talking about a lottery for Alabama. Also, the Civic Center could be sold. Yeah, something we talked about before. I remember last time we talked about it, though, that nobody wanted to buy it. And President Trump denies wrongdoing, says Cohen is making up stories. All that and more. Front page of FMTalk1065.com. Check in with News 5 right now.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Deloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Harbor Boulevard in Destin is back open this morning after a pedestrian was hit by a car last night. The pedestrian was killed around 9:30. Okaloosa County deputies are still investigating. Mississippi lawmakers will begin a special legislative session today. The governor hopes lawmakers will approve a lottery to help pay for infrastructure projects. If Mississippi gets a lottery, Alabama would be boxed in by states that have it. News 5 asked Alabama's candidates for governor if a lottery is something they'd like to see in the state.
If the people want to vote, that's fine, but we've got a robust economy, our budgets are strong, and we're able to do what we need to do. So Alabama is at work, and we're working hard, and it's working.
The lottery has been part of our platform since the very beginning, and we certainly believe that that $300 million a year should be invested in college scholarships, pre-K programs, and to our schools that are struggling so we can begin to lift everyone up in the state of Alabama.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Talk for both sides of the bay. FM Talk 106.5, WAVH FM, Daphne Mobile.
President Trump continues to try to put some space between himself and his former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, telling Fox News this morning.
He had an outside business. He worked for me. Mm-hmm. You could really say it was more or less part-time. He had other businesses. He had other clients. I'm not his only client.
Cohen's pled guilty to crimes, including campaign finance violations, for which he claims he was directed by the president. Cohen's lawyer says his client has additional information that may be of value to the Mueller investigation. Russia alleges a lack of desire in Washington to find areas where relations could be improved. The comment comes as National Security Advisor John Bolton opens talks in Geneva with his Russian counterpart. China and the U.S. are both increasing trade penalties against one another, even though both nations yesterday began a new round of trade talks at finding a new deal. Hurricane Lane nears Hawaii and could be that state's biggest storm since 1992. I'm Mike Moss.
Once-in-a-lifetime savings right now at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Clearance pricing on selected Colonial and Franklin Liberty models in stock with up to $150 in free accessories. 12-month 0% financing with approved credit and free delivery up to 50 miles. Now's the time to secure your valuables in a Liberty Safe from Mike Ward's. But hurry, these deals won't last forever, and your fire and theft warranty will never run out. That's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B Moffitt at I-65 in Mobile. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Sales of existing homes slipped for the fourth consecutive month in July. They fell 0.7% to the slowest pace in more than 2 years as the real estate market shows signs of cooling. The National Association of Realtors says the housing market is hurt by a widening wealth gap as inventories of lower-priced homes remain tight. The Transportation Department has resisted requiring airlines to ensure that families sit together without paying extra seat fees. Parents can feel pressured to pay more money to sit with their young children on crowded planes. A consumer group is protesting to Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao, but the agency says instead it's offering tips on its website and monitoring complaints. CBS says the upcoming 12th season of The Big Bang Theory will be the last. It's the most popular comedy on television. Season 12 of Big Bang premieres September 24th. On Wall Street, futures are little changed after stocks closed mixed yesterday. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Now, weather. with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
No, Dr. Bill, I mean, good morning. 68 in dry air. This is a good morning.
Yeah, you know, we're going to do it again tonight.
Yes.
Getting the upper 60s, and it also means that some areas are going to be they're going to be down the mid-60s even tonight. So we've got a beautiful weather pattern, and look for plenty of sunshine today. And we'll be up here 90 degrees, but with a low humidity, won't be so bad. As I mentioned, tonight into the upper 60s, and then tomorrow, another day of sunshine and a little warmer tomorrow, up around 92. And as we look ahead to the weekend, we're going to see a gradual increase in humidity. And as a result, a few afternoon thunderstorms are possible for Saturday and Sunday, and highs will be around 90 degrees.
All right, Dr. Bill, what about the tropics? What are you watching?
Still looking good on the Gulf of Mexico and the Caribbean. But now, way out in the Atlantic, in fact, near the African coast, there is a tropical wave. And right now, conditions are favorable in the upper atmosphere. And so it's very possible that this system could develop over the next couple of days.
Okay, so I guess the Atlantic has warmed up where you said it was cooler than normal earlier in the season.
It's beginning to warm up, but still below normal. But importantly, the upper air, that's what we look at, and we won't see a lot of shearing occur. And as a result, this could develop into a depression, and we'll continue to follow it.
All right. And I felt like I was looking in a textbook in one of your classes when you said, all right, let's turn to the chapter on hurricanes. The picture from above of Hurricane Lane in the Pacific, this thing is big.
Yeah, it was a Category 5 for a while, and it's dropped a little bit in intensity, but still it's a Category 4, and it's made a turn now, which is going to bring it pretty close to quite a few of the islands, especially Maui and Lanai, and also over as far west as Oahu, where Honolulu is located. Those areas should get hurricane-force winds. They're going to be on the side which is more favorable for the stronger winds in the storm. As the storm then turns more to the west, they're going to get a pretty good impact. And the rain's going to be a real problem there. Normally, when you have higher elevations and volcanoes, you get a lot of rain on the windward slope. That's the side facing the wind. And that's going to produce some extraordinary rainfall totals over the next few days.
We'll be watching that and keep those people in our thoughts. Dr. Bill, check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams bringing the good news about this dry air for the next day and a half or so. I'll take it. And y'all got great weather tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, by the way, too, talk to you about my friends at Cottage Hill Package, right? The Banas family. Cottage Hill Package, all the different locations, Havana Ray Cigar Lounge coming soon. But they're also teaming up tonight. There's a bunch of things working together. So you've got our friends from Cottage Hill Package involved in tonight's live broadcast from Serta's on Government Street, Serta's Brewing and Cigars. This is happening with Common Sense Radio.
Mm-hmm.
So Pete Ream, Mark Holliday, the whole crew that's going to be out there. You're going to be out there as well.
Yeah, I'll be driving the FM Talk 106.5 van, the mobile command unit.
That's right. So you're going to be out there. And so tonight you get to talk some politics. You get to talk beer and cigars with the crew from Common Sense Campaign.
What a perfect, perfect evening. I can't think of anything better.
All right. So this is of course, your chance to check out some of the great craft beers that you can find at Cottage Hill Package. And remember, Cottage Hill Package gives you a big selection of craft beers, but also wines, spirits, and that huge humidor full of cigars.
And that event tonight at Serta Brewing starts at 6 p.m. and will go live on the air with Common Sense Radio at 8.
Right. So y'all are going to be out there earlier, so mm-hmm. come out and if you can't get that by, you know, later, come by earlier.
Yeah.
All right. So that's going to be a good thing. We'll see you all tonight at Serta's with the folks from Cottage Hill Package and Common Sense Radio. Of course, we will be doing that, of course, on our website, fmtalk1065.com, live streaming it here on FM Talk 1065. So good deal. Cottage Hill Package and our friends from Common Sense Campaign Radio. Good stuff. 740. Coming right back, we'll check traffic.
This is Dahl Norwig with FM Talk 1065. Join myself and Prep Sports Report's Corey
Sheila Bounty for a new show on Monday nights at 7, FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night, presented by Jersey Mike's. This Monday night, we'll take a look at the big games in Week 1 of the college football season. The top 10 matchup between the Auburn Tigers and Washington Huskies. Number 1-ranked Alabama starts their title defense against Louisville, and the South Alabama Jaguars begin a new era under the direction of head coach Steve Campbell. A new show on your favorite station, Monday nights at 7, Sports Night on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. We've got heavier traffic from airport, snow, Tanner Williams and Schillinger. Also, as you traffic downtown from the tunnels and across to Bayway, traffic starting to build. In Malbus, you'll see heavier traffic there as well, but the good news is a couple wrecks we've had, officers have done a good job moving them out of our roadways pretty quick. Classic hits, cocktails, and craft beer options come alive every night at Mobile's Only Piano Bar, the Royal Street Tavern at the Battle House Hotel, featuring music from Alabama's own John David Anthony, co-founder of Wed Willie. It all starts tonight at 7. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 740 FM Talk 106.5. Yeah, 68 on an August morning here in our studios. I can get used to that. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Three teenagers are missing this morning, and law enforcement is hoping that someone knows something and has information to bring them all home safely. According to Alabama law enforcement officials, 17-year-old Valerie Coyle left her home in Grand Bay on Friday, August the 17th, and has not returned. Her direction of travel unknown at this time. Anyone with any information about her whereabouts, they are urged to contact the Mobile County Sheriff's Office at 251-574-8633. Across the bay in Daphne, police there are asking for your help to find 15-year-old Christopher Stuck. According to officials, Christopher left his mom's home near Whispering Pines Road and Pollard Road around 7 p.m. Tuesday, August the 21st. Authorities have not provided a clothing description. Foul play is not suspected. If you do have information about his whereabouts, call the Daphne Police at 251-621-9100. And the Pensacola Police Department, they need your help this morning as well. 17-year-old Peyton Pacheco was last seen Monday night in the Brittany Forge subdivision. She was wearing shorts and a sweatshirt and carrying a black duffel bag. She's described as having black hair and brown eyes and weighing about 135 pounds. If you have any information, you are urged to contact the Pensacola Police Department at 850-435-1900 or Class Kids at 855-733-5567. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Business people want to stay in the loop of things when it comes to permits, deeds, bankruptcies, and which companies have purchased business licenses. That's why so many subscribe to the Mobile Record. If this public information is of interest to you, at the click of a mouse on a one-stop site, you should sign up today. To learn more about the Mobile Record and the services it offers, visit our website, themobilerecord.com, or email us at publicrecords@themobilerecord.com. If you're not subscribing, chances are your competition is.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Deloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Harbor Boulevard in Destin is back open this morning after a pedestrian was hit by a car last night. The pedestrian was killed around 9:30. Okaloosa County deputies are still investigating. Mississippi lawmakers will begin a special legislative session today. The governor hopes lawmakers will approve a lottery to help pay for infrastructure projects. If Mississippi gets a lottery, Alabama would be boxed in by states that have it. News 5 asked Alabama's candidates for governor if a lottery is something they'd like to see in the state.
If the people want to vote, that's fine. But we've got a robust economy. Our budgets are strong. We're able to do what we need to do. So Alabama is at work, and we're working hard, and it's working.
The lottery has been part of our platform since the very beginning. And we certainly believe that that $300 million a year should be invested in college scholarships, pre-K programs, and to our schools that are struggling so we can begin to lift everyone up in the state of Alabama.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Good morning, 744 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. And we start with the biggest story in sports. Yesterday, Ohio State University suspended head football coach Urban Meyer for 3 games after placing him on administrative leave. The university's ruling came after a 2-week investigation found that Meyer mishandled domestic assault allegations made against former Buckeyes assistant coach Zach Smith, and also that Meyer misrepresented what he knew about the situation in a public statement. In July.
I want to apologize to Buckeye Nation. I followed my heart, not my head. I fell short in pursuing full information because at each juncture, I gave Zach Smith the benefit of the doubt.
Meyer was suspended without pay and cannot interact with the football team through September the 2nd. He can rejoin the team at that point, but he will not be on the sidelines to coach in games against Oregon State, Rutgers, and number 16-ranked TCU. Ohio State also suspended athletic director Gene Smith without pay for more than 2 weeks. His suspension takes effect on August 31st and will finish on September the 16th. In baseball, the Mobile Bay Bears split a home doubleheader against the Mississippi Braves on Wednesday. Mobile won the first game 6-4, but dropped the second game of the day 7-2. Today, the Bay Bears wrap up the homestand against Mississippi with another doubleheader. First game begins at 5:05 at the Hank, and game two will start 30 minutes following game one. In the majors, the Atlanta Braves finished a three-game sweep over the Pittsburgh Pirates with a 2-1 win on Wednesday night. Ronald Acuna Jr. hit another leadoff homer for Atlanta.
One ball, two strikes. Swing and a drive. Deep left field, at the track, at the wall. Another leadoff homer for Acuna.
That was the rookie's 20th home run of the year. The Braves only allowed 2 runs from the Pirates over the three-game series in Pittsburgh. The Washington Nationals beat the Philadelphia Phillies 8-7. Nationals' second win in a row over the Phillies. Ryan Zimmerman hit a 2-run homer in the bottom of the ninth inning to give Washington the walk-off win.
Ryan Zimmerman, high fly ball, deep right field. Home run!
The Atlanta Braves now lead the NL East by 3 games over the Phillies. Washington remains 7.5 games back. On the PGA Tour, the 2018 PGA Playoffs begin today in New Jersey with round one of the Northern Trust at Ridgewood Country Club. A field of 120 golfers tee it up this week. Following this tournament, the top 100 in the race will advance onto the Dell Technologies Championship to play at TPC Boston next week. Tiger Woods is on the course. He's at even par through 3 holes. Right now, Hideki Matsuyama and Jamie Lovemark tied for the lead at 3 under par. 7:46 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lanyap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 till 7 p.m. featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
Yeah, just a reminder too, basically a week left to get signed up in the College Pick'em Challenge.
Yeah, first ever FM Talk 106.5 College Pick'em Challenge. We've already got over 80 people signed up to be a part of it. You got to sign up before September the 1st. You can find the link on my Twitter feed at Dalton Orwig or on the station's Facebook page, Facebook.com/FM Talk 106.5.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell and North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures near 90 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and pleasant with lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama.
Alabama.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, not a bad start so far across the Bayway and the Causeway. In Mobile, you've had heavier traffic along University. Also, as you travel towards Airport, Schillinger Road, and Cottage Hill and Government, the school zones are busy. Back it down to 15 miles an hour. The good news is, again, no new wrecks in the roadways. Summer's almost over. Now's the time to stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel Golf Resort and Spa in Point Clear. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms, the spa, the new splash and activities lawn. Go to grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 750 FM Talk 106.5. You ever looked at your credit card statement and been shocked by the interest rate? If your answer is no, then you probably haven't looked at the interest rate. You know, you can actually roll all of your credit card debt into one monthly payment at a lower fixed interest rate. LightStream, those folks are offering credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with AutoPay, lower than average credit card interest rate. National average, about 18% APR. How about 5.89%? Also get a loan between $5,000 and $100,000. You get your funds as soon as the day you apply. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees. And LightStream, by the way, planting a tree with every loan they fund, whether it's Arbor Day or not, they're doing it. And y'all can get a special discount on top of LightStream's already low rates when you go to their website, lightstream.com/Sullivan. LightStream.com/Sullivan. My last name. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Sullivan for more information. 751 on the way. Captain Bobby checks in with the FM Talk 106.5 Fisher Report. Now Kelly with headlines.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. News out of Florida this morning, and it's an update to a recent stabbing case, as an arrest has been made. Roderick Coleman III was arrested after he was stopped for speeding in Franklin County, Georgia. The stabbing victim's girlfriend was also in the vehicle, but she was unharmed. Meanwhile, the 29-year-old male stabbing victim, Avery Morris, he remains in critical condition after being stabbed at his townhome Tuesday night. Okaloosa County Sheriff's deputies say that they were called to the home after a woman says her neighbor knocked on the door and then collapsed inside, bleeding heavily once she opened that door. PETA is celebrating big time thanks to a breakout of some of your favorite animals. The parent company of Nabisco has redesigned the packaging of the classic Barnum's Animal Crackers to remove any cages from the front. The new box keeps the classic red and yellow colors, but now shows a zebra, elephant, lion, giraffe, and gorilla walking through grasslands. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, also known as PETA, has been requesting a change for 2 years. They took to Twitter to celebrate, saying, "Thank you, Nabisco." After working with PETA, their new box for Barnum's Animal Crackers perfectly reflects that our society no longer tolerates the caging and chaining of animals for the circus. They go on to say that no living being exists simply to be a spectacle or to perform tricks for human entertainment, yet all circuses and traveling shows that use animals treat them as mere props, denying them everything that's natural and important to them. Nabisco sells more than 40 million boxes of Barnum's Animal Crackers each year, and they're new and ready on the store shelves right now. That new look, that is. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. I would just suggest that people consider what happens when you take those animals out of their cages.
Mm-hmm.
The fake animal drawings on the package there, you're going to immediately have that lion probably kill and eat the zebra. And it's going to be bad on front of the box there. All right, 752 FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. Go by and see Dubby and Chip. Ask for Chip in particular when it comes to fishing gear. And our friends over at HMS Marine Electronics, ask for Macklin. HMS Marine Electronics, home of Garmin, featuring ultra-scanning sonar. Choose HMS for all your fish-finding technology. HMSMarineElectronics.com or HMS Marine Electronics on Facebook. All right, star of the show, our buddy Captain Bobby checking in. Good morning.
Good morning, gang. Y'all all wrapped up with your gloves and your jackets and beanies and stuff on this morning?
I tell you what, I just feels good. It makes it like, man, but you know, this little patch of dry, cooler air feels fantastic.
Boy, it does. I tell you, we got to remember to drip our pipes and stuff like that.
How's it feel on the water this morning?
Woo, it's fantastic, man. Make you want to turn on a college football game, man. you know what? Maybe it's a hint of an early fall. You think that's possible?
Well, I tried to get Dr. Bill to say that.
Dr. Bill can order that up for us.
Yeah, I tried to get him to say that. He wouldn't do that for us. But
he
said
commit.
No, he would not commit. But let's just enjoy it while we have it. And looking that's forward right. to this weekend. Let's talk fishing, man. What's going on?
Well, I'll tell you what. This, you know, we've had not only this little cool snap, if you want to call it that, or dry or air, whatever it is, but you also, you know, with the series of storms and stuff, those afternoon storms and the rain storm, wind and stuff that we get associated with those, it really starting to drop this water temperature a little bit. And so, you know, with that, and then, of course, with the big tides that we got coming up this weekend, the shallow deals work good. You know, when we get wind, it's blowing a little bit this morning, kind of a north wind, but it is blowing pretty good. So, fortunately, the shallow deals worked really well. And way back when Wayne's World was on the show, I used to call this the Wayne Gardner tide, because this is the tide that changes in the middle of the day. So we could, like, sleep in till 8 or 9 o'clock and get out there and catch the tide change. So right. That's what you're going to be able to do this weekend.
Let's talk about this, too, because you got a pretty darn big fishing tournament going on as Saltwater Fanatics has their third annual inshore championship.
Boy, it's a good one, too. You talk about some nice prizes and a fun format, two-day tournament, too, you know, all that stuff. What a you like to fish, that's the one you ought to get in, you know. And, man, those guys do a great job with it, you know. And they're going to even let us weigh in some live fish and everything. So, going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be some research going on with the flounder and that sort of thing. If you get a chance to check it out, I think you can get them. You might have the information. I know you can get them on their Facebook at Saltwater Fanatics and
yep.
So forth. You'll be able to dig it up that way. But, yeah, if you get a chance, man, check that tournament out. Even if you're going fishing one day, give it a shot, because it's you don't really have to catch a whole lot of fish in this one. You know, it's the format set up to where you don't have to go catch 50 or 60 fish in a day. You can, you know, win the tournament with just three fish. So it's a fun tournament.
Well, let's talk three fish, because I mean, you mentioned shallow water this morning, but what about deep water? It's August. I mean, are there fish still on the gas rigs?
Oh, absolutely. And that's going to be the case. That's going to be the case. Get that net. that's going to be the case all the way probably through mid-October. I mean, as much as we want it to be you know, fall, the fish really won't change anything until the water temperature gets over 75 degrees. And that, again, is usually about mid-October. Of course, the fish don't know it's mid-October. They just know that it's over 75 degrees, so they're going to stay there. But, yeah, that's going to be the deal. If you can get your hands on bait, it's going to be the deal. Croakers are still going to be king if you're trying to catch a really big trout. I think it's going to be some kind of finfish thing. Although I caught a giant fish the other day on a topwater wading. So there's opportunities to catch them a few different ways. But if I was going to compete and be competing this weekend, which I am, there'll be some croakers on the boat. I can tell you that.
Hey, let's talk about, you know, with this tournament, also having redfish and triple tail, Jack Cavalia. But let's talk some triple tail. Let's talk blackfish and redfish. How's redfish been going?
I think we've had a wave of blackfish come in here in the last few couple or 3 weeks. I mean, there's been some, not only reports of them, I myself, who am a real opportunistic blackfish fisherman, have seen and caught some more, seen more of them in the last couple of 3 weeks than I have all summer. So I think we've had a nice wave of blackfish coming in. I'd look for, you know, there was a 31 pounder we talked about last week weighed in. So there's some big blackfish out there. I wouldn't be coming in light if you're going black fishing.
All right, good point. And if somebody wants to get a trip booked with you right now or for some of the great fall fishing, how do they do it?
We go to 18fishing.com. And by the way, I want to mention that when you'll see it on the website, we put we got our fall special going on. If you all the details are up there. But anyway, if you want to check that out, I got a little special going on for your fall fishing trips.
Good stuff. Captain Bobby, get back to, why don't you go net that fish, okay?
Okay. Well, the crew took care of it, fortunately. So.
Thank you, man. Captain Bobby checking in, and we're rolling on. Hour number two of Mobile Mornings on the way. FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by HMS Marine Electronics and McCoy Outdoor Company.